So in this video, I want to talk about weird, unique, new, secret, or just generally niche-specific traffic sources. So while we've talked about a whole range of traffic sources here, from YouTube to Google to affiliate platform traffic, and one problem with all of these traffic sources is that they are open to everyone. So when you run your YouTube ad, you are competing with, you know, Coca-Cola and a million other direct marketers like me who are all trying to pay the most amount of money for that particular ad spot, which is dependent on the relevance of the particular person watching that, whether it's, you know, someone interested in AI or someone interested in soft drinks. That will have a factor that will determine an impact on, that will determine who can get in front of that customer. But it also comes down to money as well. And so entering these kind of platforms, these traffic platforms, essentially you are competing with everyone in a free-for-all. So it can be a little bit intimidating for a beginner. So the solution to this is that very often there are these random websites, very often kind of niche specific, but sometimes they are just new and not properly utilized, out of kind of the big five traffic sources, you know, YouTube, Google, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, that can drive a ton of targeted traffic. And very often the best traffic, again, I'll say this again, we want targeted traffic. The best traffic is targeted, and, you know, therefore it's kind of somewhat limited, okay? It's not traffic that you are necessarily going to get a million clicks from, but then you might be able to make $100 a day from, or, you know, $500 a day, and that's often enough for a lot of people. One shout out that I do want to give is to Amazon Ads. Been so busy with the agents, I've not had the time to look at it. Amazon Ads is part of the reason, by the way, that I'm doing this entire course, because I'm looking to start getting into Amazon, but I don't want to be doing it through SEO and all these long-winded things. I just want to get the traffic right away. And a lot of smart people are now looking at Amazon. It's not saturated like Facebook and YouTube and Google are. And so this may be now entering the mix, maybe 2025, as, you know, the big six. But there's also Reddit ads as well. A lot of people seeing success with that. And really, if you just look at the top 100 sites on the internet, you know, a large portion of them have advertising options that you can check out. You can also look at Exa.ai, which is a great site to kind of find competitor websites and do various other searches with. You'll very often find traffic opportunities on there. And you can very often find classified ads on specific websites. So, for example, we had great success with Yale back when we ran a company formation agency. A large portion of our traffic was coming from Yale.com. And, you know, there's not a ton of people advertising on there. I don't know if it's changed in the 10 years or so since we were doing it, but they used to have a pay-per-click engine built just into Yale. So it was very, very very targeted traffic at a much cheaper price than Google. And there's a good chance that there are similar opportunities to that in your niche as well, okay? So you should definitely take a moment to look at your niche and see if the specific places that you can advertise much, much more cheaply and much more targeted than you would otherwise do with general traffic on some of the bigger sites whereby you have to compete with everyone. So I think that covers it for this traffic section. I will add more videos to this section as we get going, but for now, I think that's it. So thanks, and let's look at the next section.